Seattle architect Tom Kundig makes buildings that look as old as the earth. They perch over floodplains in the Metal Valley or nestle into crags in the San Juan Islands. But they also feel very of the moment, the kind of buildings that attract critical acclaim. The newest of these award-winning buildings is a home called Stud Horse. It's just outside Winthrop in the Metal Valley. The owners told Kundig that they wanted a home that captured the magic of the site. But how do you do that? Tom Kundig says with Stud Horse, it started with the Metau's vast landscape.
We live in an incredible region. I mean, all the way up through to Alaska, down into California. The West Coast is just an unbelievable landscape. And the Metau, in a sort of magical way, combines a lot of those experiences that in a very small area. This family clearly recognized it, wanted to embrace it, and we worked together on their project.
I'm talking to Northwest architect Tom Kundig, and you get the opportunity to speak with a lot of people from here about, I guess, their dream houses. So are there refrains that you hear that are particular to the Northwest?
I think it's about living outside. It's about
really
engaging that. It's about engaging that environment. And this this family was so enthusiastic about engaging this environment that they actually embraced the idea that you actually had to leave one building to enter another building. Now that's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is one level further than what a lot of clients might ask for, but it is just an indication that that's our culture here about living in this landscape.
So that's the outside. What does it feel like to be inside of it?
Well, hopefully it feels like it has two aspects. So you always are looking for that yin and yang on the interior of a building where you have a refuge and you have a prospect. You feel like you can go to the edge of the cliff, but then you can also pull into the small, quiet little reading room, study, corner.
That sounds very related to mountain climbing somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and we all know that. And you know, if you're on a particularly difficult climb, some of the most memorable moments are being actually tucked up and being comfortable in this sort of yin and yang situation that you've actually volunteered to participate in.
Well, it's so beautiful and wonderful to talk about that. But we are sitting here in the midst of a building boom in Seattle. We're not in the Metau, although you're making me, with every sentence, wish I was there right now or on the San Juan Islands or someplace. But how do you think this Northwest ideal, or maybe the earlier craftsmen that sort of populate Seattle, how do you think that will survive as we see this massive population influx?
Well, you're asking a really important question, because it's a fair question to ask. What is our region at this point in our digital world? Are we becoming more a region of the world than we are a region of a place? Those sort of definitions are being muddied, frankly, and we see it. We see it in movies, we see it in music, we see it in books, literature, we see it in culture, we see it in art, and we certainly see it in architecture. So your question is a really powerful one: is what is the identity of a place? How does it manifest itself in the architecture? And I believe that architecture does ultimately manifest what's happening underneath culturally.
Boy, you just, I was sitting in the dentist chair yesterday looking out at a building that's going up downtown, and it's a bunch of panels, very small panels that I think are glass or plexi on the outside. And if you're talking about digital culture, I'm like, wow, that's the perfect representation of a digital culture. It's not random, but it's like bites and bits.
Absolutely
and
right. It's a changing world, you know. And in fact, what was kind of interesting, there was kind of an interesting discussion I had with a bunch of my colleagues in Nova Scotia a number of years ago, or like I think 3 or 4 years ago. Brian McKay Lyons out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, put together this symposium and brought in some of the really best architects from around the world. And we talked about, because we're all considered regionalists. That was what was interesting, is that all the architects that gathered together would call themselves regionalists. But in fact, as we all gather together, we realized that most of our work was not regional. We were actually working in other communities. We were not always working in our own communities. And so there was sort of like this existential moment where we sort of wondered, well, what exactly is regionalism? And the discussion is a long one.
Tom Kundig is principal and owner of Olson Kundig Architects in Seattle. The American Institute of Architects just honored his work on Stud Horse, the Metal Valley house he designed. You can see pictures of it at our website, kuow.org.